this is what he had to say. And, of course, he picks the Texans as a team that isn't going to make the playoffs and will regress. And I want you to listen to this and let me know if you believe he is being fair and legit with his reasonings, or do you think this is him not knowing the Texans well enough and kind of being a hater?
I'm going to take the Houston Texans. I'm going to say they missed the playoffs this year. Ooh, you start with the fact that everybody loves the Houston Texans. Yeah, that's how they built Caesar's Palace out in Las Vegas, because everybody with the exact same opinion often works. But that's just the joke part of it, right? They're a 10-win team from last year. You peel back a lot of what they did. There's reason to believe some regression could be coming. Everyone is very fixated on CJ Stroud's fantastic. D'Amico Ryan's fantastic. Sky, 5 years, it's stock you want to own. Next year, I think there's a step back. Number one, 7-3 in one-score games last year. That's an outlier performance. That regresses to the mean. It means you end up losing more games next year. Number two, top five in turnover differential. There's no stat that predicts wins and losses more than turnovers. The turnover differential falls back, and they were on the outlier side of the spectrum. If that falls back, you have losses there as well. Another thing no one really talks about when we just gush over this team, which, again, they deserve a lot of it, they had a very easy schedule last year. They have a top seven schedule in terms of difficulty this year. Targets on their back. People are coming for them. So you go ahead and you take a tougher schedule. You take a couple indicators that probably aren't going to break their way. One score games comes back to earth. Turnover differential comes back to earth. They did add Steph Diggs. There's a lot to like about them. Again, 3 and 5 years out.
All right. You heard what he had to say. He said a lot there in reasoning.
Bowl.
Is that what you feel like? You feel like it's a... It's more on the hater side or being unaware of this team.
A bunch of malarkey right there from that fella.
That's it, malarkey from that fella. I think he's serious.
No, I am. I think most of what he just said was pure jackassery. No offense, fella.
For him. All right. Text in 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I already see So Dumb from YouTube and Twitch. Your thoughts, Clint, on what he had to say in terms of
the people ain't gonna like it.
The team regressing.
The people ain't gonna like
it. Don't you do this to me right now.
No,
Brady.
No. Look, I'm not saying it's gonna happen. I'm just saying that is how you put a legitimate football debate together right there. That is extremely well done. And it's just really for me, it's more of a compliment to what the Texans did last year, is that it is gonna be unbelievably difficult for CJ Stroud and this offense to replicate what they did last year. And again, when you say that's there's several layers to it, but the biggest one as it pertains to winning and losing is it's going to be extremely difficult for CJ Stroud to play and throw the football as much as he did last year and throw so few interceptions. It's going to be extremely difficult for C.J. Stroud to repeat the fewest interceptions in a season and the most yards per game in a season. That was, again, for us to think that's just going to happen again, and it's unfair expectations. And so missing the playoffs may be a little aggressive. I don't think that happens. But I do think there is a different path this year to the playoffs. I do think that there is some statistical regression, if you will. Like, I think his touchdowns go up, and I think his interceptions go up.
Playoffs?
I think it's very, very real. I agree, you're playing with fire when you're 7-3 in one-score games. You know, that's a young team, inexperienced team, young play callers, young coaching staff.
A lot of things could go either way.
Yeah, and you're 7-3, man. And so... Look, I think well-coached football teams, when your offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator on the sideline are weapons, I think you're going to win more than you lose. But that is one hell of an argument to the negative side of the Texans in terms of them backsliding. I do not think they miss the playoffs. I think they make the playoffs, but boy, that was laid out well. I'll lean in, and this isn't going to change for me. This season for the Texans is going to come down to is the more difficult schedule. Is that a bigger issue than the win now moves that they made? Stephon Diggs, Danielle Hunter, than those guys can overcome. That's it. Can those guys elevate this team to a point where the schedule is a moot point? That's where we're at. We'll find out. We'll see.
Yeah, from the text line and YouTube and Twitch, I think it's a fair take. I'm with Tyler. That MF-er got his head in his ass.
Can't breathe.
They didn't know S. The Texans defense has so much more talent than the year before. Everything he said was scientifically sound. The only problem with that is that they've added playmakers on both sides of the ball.
We also threw in like at least two or three cliches. Like I heard, oh, the Texans have a target on their back now. Bro, like every NFL team has a target on their back week in and week out.
That's not true.
To an extent, I believe that 100%.
I don't think
17 games a year?
I don't think the target that the Texans had on their back last year was not a target. They have a target on their back.
But you think these NFL teams are going to take their level of play like somehow up a notch to what they weren't playing as hard as they could have last year. They are this year.
I think teams go into it with a completely different level of focus and, yes, attention to detail now that they play the Texans as they did last year.
It seemed like a lazy cliche to me from that.
I think that's a real – just think about it.
No, I get like, that. I mean, the rookies Texans and the young fellas came in and they ran the South their very first year. I get the concept, but I don't know how much reality is in that. I'm just saying
the Texans are going to have a completely different level of focus and practice the entire week they have leading to play the Ravens than they do when they got to play the Patriots. I would hope not, but I hear what you're saying.
I mean,
it's human nature. You as a fan care more about certain games than others. So I think there is something there to it. The first part of it, because Vegas loves them, that has nothing to do with it in my opinion, that part. As he said, the joke of it. But the one score game, that 7-3 and one score games, we've seen that before. The Vikings 2 years ago were amazing in one score games. Last year it was a difference, but I do think having C.J. Stroud, who appears to be a clutch or really good quarterback, helps you in one-score games because you have that guy.
He ain't laying down for nobody.
But you can see a difference in it, right? Like they were one-score game away from losing a game. Like a game, like the game against the Buccaneers could have gone like one play different.